It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, folks, and welcome to this bonus episode for the DevChat.tv podcast. I'm Charles Max Wood. For those of you who don't know me, because I know that I'm not on all of the shows, I run the podcast network, and I've been podcasting for about 12 years. I've produced about 3,000-ish podcast episodes, a little more than that, and have been on about 2,000 or so of them. And anyway, I was recording an episode for the Dev Influencers podcast, and I was talking about some of the stuff that I had learned from some friends of mine over the weekend. I was in Nashville for this get together with them. And one of the themes, one of the major talking points for the first 2 days of the event were relationships and how relationships matter most. And I was thinking about that, and it really struck home to me that I hadn't well articulated that that really was the reason why podcasting meant anything to me either, right? I hadn't narrowed that down. I hadn't realized what that actually meant. And so as I thought about things and considered what that actually meant for me, I realized that, A, there were some relationships that I needed to make better. Some of them are good relationships that I need to make better, and some of them were relationships that kind of got left in a weird spot, I guess, and needed to be made better. But what's interesting is that, A, that's the big hack, I guess, for podcasts and podcast growth, but it's also the thing that makes them most rewarding, right? And so I'm going to kind of talk about some of that with relation to podcast and influence, and just make sure that, you understand that that's kind of the big deal here, right? I mean, some relationships are more like mentorship relationships and have had a major impact on me over the years. Other relationships are more or less that way with friendships and just people that I have built relationships with, right? People that I've been able to help, people that have been able to help me, people that maybe I've helped that haven't been able to really, you know, I guess, pay me back in some way. It's not why I do it, but it's been really, really telling to see just the kinds of relationships that you can build with a podcast and with the kinds of influences out there, right? And what's really interesting to me, though, is just that as I've moved through my career, the relationships are really the things that have pulled it together, right? And then from podcasting, right, I'm able to build relationships with people sort of beyond what I would have just, you know, being out there and being a participant in a programming career, right? I mean, I've been able to talk to people who have invented frameworks and languages like Brendan Eich and David Heinemeier Hansen. I've talked to a bunch of folks who have been influential on the podcasting community as a whole, like Kent Beck and Bob Martin, right? And have been able to build relationships with them, right? And, you know, just things like that where it's really been rewarding. And it's not necessarily because, hey, you know, I had Kent on my show and all of a sudden it blew up, right? I think we probably did gain listeners from that and stuff like that. But I've got this relationship with this guy that's done some things that I want to do, right? And I've got this relationship with a guy who's willing to invest in me and who I can invest in, right? Because there are things that I'm doing that he doesn't know how to do, right? And so it's this relationship that I find highly rewarding just based on what we can draw from each other and, you know, how we can make it pay off for each other. But beyond that, right? Beyond the sort of obvious, hey, this person pours into me, I pour stuff into him, and, you know, we make a difference, or her, right? It could be women. I've got plenty of women that I've worked with too, that's the same kind of thing. There are a lot of folks that I have been able to help out that, you know, have not been in a position to sort of pay it back to me, right? Where my influence is way outsizes theirs, right? And it's just because I've been doing this longer, right? And I've connected with more people and kind of put more stuff into more people's lives than them. And so, you know, I can pull a lot of stuff their way and make things work for them, right? And anyway, I was thinking about that and realized that that's the other part of it, right? I recorded an episode of Dev Influencer Show. I think it was episode 4 or 5, but I talked about how, you know, the reason why I really do it, right? And I talked about some of the people that have come to me and said, hey, look, your podcast made it possible for me to make a career change, or made it possible for me to get a better job, or made it possible for me to level up my skills and get a raise. And right, those are relationships too. It's not just the relationships where it's sort of this mutual payoff, right? And so that's a big deal too. And those relationships really, really work. And those are important too, right? So I want to have relationships with people who think, oh, well, Chuck's up at this level and I'm down at this level, you know, and I can, right? And I can reach all these people and have that kind of a relationship. And some of them may come along and join the Dev Influencers Accelerator, right? And so then we kind of take that to the next level, right? Where my influence and their influence are still not on par, but now I can help bring them along so that they can go out and they can help people. And then they can, you know, start kind of a side hustle helping people, and then maybe turn that into a full-time career helping people, right? And open up some of those opportunities. And anyway, that's just really, really been the payoff. And, you know, I guess a lot of times when people talk about these kinds of ideas, they don't really, I guess, fess up to the fact that sometimes you screw this stuff up, right? I mean, I have a couple of friends. I have one friend who we kind of pulled a podcast together, and then things split up at one point, and they went and took the show off to do their own thing, right? And when they did, they asked if they could take the podcast with them, right? And I told them no. And they said, well, can we, you know, post the episodes that we've recorded on our podcast feed? And I said, sure, as long as there's proper attribution. Well, the problem is I'm not always good at communicating, right? And so it was my fault that things went this way. But essentially what happened was they took the podcast episodes and they put a little blurb at the beginning that said, this was originally recorded for devchat.tv, and assumed that was attribution. And when I was saying attribution, what I wanted was, you're going to link back to the original post, you're going to link back to the original media, you know, you're going to have something in your show notes that says, hey, this was originally recorded on devchat.tv, and you can find all the stuff here, right? And I didn't communicate that at all. And so I tried to reach out to this friend of mine and, you know, get him to take it down, but it was over Christmas. And anyway, it didn't quite work out. And then instead of calling him up, right, and saying, hey, look, you need to take this down, because he probably would have just done it, right? Or you need to fix these attribution issues, which I had sent over to him an email, but he was busy and he hadn't responded. I sent him an email and told him that I was going to file a DMCA claim, which is the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, which is the thing where if you've ever posted like a YouTube video, right, and it has music from some band or something, right, and they file a claim to make you take down because it's copyrighted, it's the same kind of thing there, right? And so I threatened to take a showdown, right? And obviously he didn't respond well to that, and I don't blame him. It's that kind of thing where you kind of go beyond understanding what the relationships are and go, I guess, prioritize things over the relationships, which most of the time I'm finding is not the right way to go. I don't even know why I'm confessing all that stuff to you guys, but, you know, yeah, I mean, so I would have just filed a claim on Apple and Google and stuff, and they would have said, oh, that's yours, and they would have taken it down, and that would have been the end of it. But yeah, you know, I threatened him instead of, you know, reaching out to him. And I realized that in a lot of other cases, it's really just been that I get busy and I don't stay in contact with people. I've got some really, really good friends from high school and junior high, right? And they were kind of my best friends for like 5 or 6 years early in life. And we graduated and I went to college and neither of them did, you know, but we all still live here in Utah Valley. And I hadn't connected with them for, you know, 10, 15 years. We still hung out sometimes, you know, while I was going to school and stuff. But yeah, you know, I finally reached out to them, you know, a few months ago and just realized I miss having these guys in my life, right? I've got another group of terrific friends that they were the group that I went and met in Nashville, right? And we're all part of kind of a larger organization. But I mean, yeah, you know, we got together and we get involved in pretty much every aspect of each other's lives, right? And not to the extent that we're like, you know, poking our fingers in where they don't belong, but, you know, I can talk to them about anything and they can talk to me about anything. And they know that I'm going to give them advice or help in the way that really matters, right? That's going to get them the best outcome for them and vice versa, right? It's those kinds of relationships. But when you really think about it, coming back to the podcast and the influence, right? It's having those people, right? Who are willing to, you know, drop stuff and come help you out, right? So if you're stuck on a coding project, you're stuck on a life issue, you're stuck on a, you know, whatever. These are the people that you can go to get help. And that's something that I have built with several of the people that I've been involved with the podcast, but it's something that I could definitely do better. And having those relationships, like I said, it makes all the difference. You know, just to give you one idea of this, right? So I was invited out to a conference called DevTeach up in Vancouver. And they had invited a few other folks. One of the influencers that they had invited out was Richard Campbell and Carl Franklin from .NET Rocks, right? And so we went out there and had a good time, got to know them some, built a good relationship with them. And after a while, I heard back from Richard saying, hey, we're putting together this podcast recording thing at Microsoft Build, right? And so this opportunity came out of it. And I think I've told that story before. If not, I probably ought to put it in a bonus episode and on devinfluencers.com. But I'm telling my whole story over there. I keep interrupting it so that I can talk about stuff that I'm learning myself, because this is still a journey. And those relationships are critical for that. But some of the other relationships, I have people that just refer me, people that can help me out. So Entreprogrammers, one of the guys that listens to that, you know, again, just out of the blue, reaches out and lets me know, hey, I'm LDS, which is my faith, Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, right? So we have somewhat of a connection there. And then he said, I heard you talking about your issue finding sales or a salesman, and I know a good salesman. And so he introduced me. I had a conversation with that guy yesterday. And because of that relationship, this guy's willing to go to bat for me and help me find a salesperson that will actually help me sell sponsorships on the podcast, right? And so again, you know, you just get this, you know, from podcasting, you just get these relationships that make a difference. My friend Manny's really been helping me out with, you know, building the dev influencer stuff. I've got another friend who does online conferences that I plan on reaching out to and seeing what we can pull together. And, you know, sometimes it's a mutually profitable thing and sometimes they just help me out. And sometimes I wind up just helping them out. And that's the point, right? So over the weekend, I had really long conversations with my friend Zach and, you know, got to know him quite a bit better because he's kind of new to the group. But he was asking me about podcasting and stuff and I was filling him in, right? I mean, I don't expect to get any benefit from that, at least not directly, you know, beyond just having a better friendship and relationship with him. But at the same time, it's rewarding, right? It's somebody that I care about that I can help out, right? I do this with my brothers and my sisters, right? And so I kind of rambled on why you should care about relationships. And I've talked a little bit about the benefits, but ultimately, it's just been an interesting ride to kind of go through some of this stuff and realize, you know what, there are these relationships that I could do better on. Those are these relationships that are good that I just need to maintain a good relationship on. There are these relationships that I need, you know, there's something that's outstanding that I can do to, you know, move the needle. And at the end of the day, though, it's such a great opportunity. I remember, and I'll probably just close with this, but building a relationship with somebody that you don't know a lot of times is really, really easy to do if you have a podcast, right? And the reason is because you can invite them on your show, right? So if it's somebody that you want to get to know and you have a podcast, I mean, you just email them and say, hey, you want to come on my show? And most people are like, yeah, you know, why not? And so then when they come on the show, when you talk to them on the show, you know, whether you're interviewing them or just, you know, having a conversation on the show, what I found is that it becomes pretty easy to build that rapport because you are, A, you're highlighting them and people appreciate that. Usually you're talking about their experience and people like talking about themselves. Not in a selfish way. It just, it helps affirm who you are and affirm that you're a person of value. You know, everybody feels that when they get to talk about themselves. And the other thing is then after the show, and we do this on a lot of the shows, a lot of the panels, is after the show, we wind up sitting around and chatting for another bit of time, right? And so we can build that relationship. So, you know, maybe after the show, I can say, well, you know, what can I do to help you out? Or what are you working on? Or things like that. Or I can do it during the show, right? And then call it out and say, hey, you know, this guy needs help with documenting his library, or this guy needs help with, you know, finding authors for his blog, or, you know, this gal is, you know, trying to build a company, needs to hire people or whatever, right? Anyway, it's been really interesting just to see that you can build these relationships off of the podcast, right? And yeah, some of them, like when we got Brendan Eich, I mean, Aaron Frost orchestrated that. I don't know how he did it, but he did it, right? And now I'm in a place where I can email Brendan and I'll usually get a response. A lot of times it's, I'm super busy and I can't come on the podcast, or, you know, I'm working on this, and this, you know, and I try and find a way to help or promote it. But he'll answer my emails, right? Bob Martin, we talk probably once or twice a month, right? Kent Beck, I send him an email and we'll have a conversation about how I can help him out. And usually it's in ways that benefit me too, but I mean, that's the deal, right? And he came about because I think Josh Susser had a relationship with him and invited him on Ruby Rugs, right? And then we were looking at writing a book together, and he actually got on a call with us for like an hour or so and talked us through the process, right? So all this stuff, it really does make a difference. But he did it because, you know, we had invested in him and he was willing to invest in us. And I guess the last thing that I just want to put out there is that you have to do this in a genuine way, right? If you're doing this so that you can get the payoff eventually from them, it typically doesn't work, right? But if you're doing this so that you can actually genuinely help somebody, it almost always comes back, right? And that's where I've learned to come at it from, right? Is that I go out and I do what I can to help people, right? Regardless of whether or not I see the angle on how it's going to help me. And then at the end of the day, most of the time, it winds up paying off anyway. And your podcast or your YouTube channel or your whatever is a terrific way to open the door to a lot of these relationships that can pay off in a more meaningful way. And so that's what I'm driving you to, is I want you to think about what kind of relationships you already have that you could make better, what relationships you have that you need to go and rekindle, and then who do you want a relationship with, right? Who do you feel like you have something to offer to, or that, you know, you feel like you would like to be connected to, and then think about how to give them something so that they want to be connected to you too. And in my case, that's pretty easy, because in my case, typically it's giving them exposure on the podcast or tweeting out to my 30,000 Twitter followers or things like that, right? And so as they get that promotional stuff, that's often where things pay off. If you're looking to, you know, become an influencer, if you're looking to have an impact on the community, if you're looking to, you know, start something on the side that you can grow into a full-time business, these relationships are going to be critical for you. And having something like a podcast where you can go and legitimately meet and talk to these folks is invaluable for that. So if you're looking for something that will kind of walk you down that path, then go to devinfluencers.com and apply for the accelerator, and let's get this thing started, right? That's the other thing I see, is that people keep putting it off. Oh, well, I'm busy now, or I can't, blah, 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 right? Well, what I find is that if you're not willing to pull the trigger now, most of the time you never will. And so if this is something that you deeply want to do, then let's do it. Let's get it going. And I'm willing to have that strategic call and talk about how to do it and how to get you started. Some folks I find just, you know, aren't ready or aren't a good fit. I'm not going to sell you if that's the case. I want it to be a positive experience. But if I think that this accelerator can really help you out, then I want to pull the trigger and make it go for you. So anyway, that's all I've really got. So if, like I said, find the relationships you can make better, do it. Rekindle the old relationships you have and fix them. And then, you know, figure out who those next people are that you need to have a relationship with and go meet them. All right, max out, everybody.